Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where hopefully we get to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn. And also, as an episode of Teach Better Talk, we have an incredible educator with us, and I couldn't be more excited because, guys, I love bringing new faces to you, new faces to the community. But this girl's like an OG through and through. This is an awesome educator, very intertwined with the Teach Better family. And of course, doing incredible things when, I don't know, she has free time. So I don't know how that's possible. No one has free time, especially not her. So we'll be right back. But make sure you grab your coffee. You're going to want it for this conversation. Good morning, everyone. We are here to welcome you into the fantastic day that you're going to have ahead. Cheryl is with us, and Cheryl is like somebody that if you don't know, just know that this is the one of many times that you need to stay connected to this girl. How are you feeling today, Cheryl?
I'm good. It's been a long week, especially very long with, you know, we had the holiday weekend for Indigenous Peoples Day. So getting back into that groove has definitely been a little bit challenging, but I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Yeah. I always appreciate the honesty. Right before we came live, friends, Cheryl and I were like talking through, we're both Jewish. We've been following all the things going on in Israel with the terrible Hamas attack. And it was interesting that, you know, we logged on and Cheryl, I was so excited to talk to you. Like I was very, very, very eager to catch up. But there is this moment of like, well, I'm not really doing good, but I also am doing great because we're together, you know, and that's kind of the vibe right now. So, hey, friends, even if you are going through hardship this morning, even if you are, you know, sleepy, maybe you got a really terrible night's sleep, maybe you already had a hiccup in your day, just know that we're there with you. And if nothing else, we hope that this episode makes your day just like a little better. And that's all we can hope for. I think that's okay.
Just find your bestie or whoever that is. I mean, I consider Ray, you're my bestie.
I love it.
If it's a teacher bestie, if it's a teach better bestie, ooh, that kind of rhymes there. Teach better bestie.
That's a shirt.
Yeah. We need
to make a teach better bestie shirt.
Can we make that happen?
We've got to. Joshua Stamper, if you're listening, he designs all of our swag. Joshua Stamper, we need you. Can you teach better bestie? That's what we need.
Teach better bestie and just chat with them. Because like you said, Ray, when I got on before this recording, it was just great to connect with you. And we kind of had that same just energy of like we're kind of tired, but we're really excited because we haven't seen each other in a while. So yeah, find your bestie. Find your teach better bestie.
That's a great reminder. I love that. Yeah. And friends, when you connect with your bestie at some point today, like snap a picture of your conversation, or if you get to see them in person, snap a picture in person, post it on social, tag Cheryl and I. We would love to celebrate a little Teach Better bestie time. I think we all will benefit from that. I love that little challenge in the morning.
I know that there's like Throwback Thursday, TBB, Teach BB.
Teach Better Bestie Wednesday. I like this. I mean, it's the 25th, like Teach Better Wednesday. Show up, be fun.
Yeah. There you go.
So good. Cheryl, I don't want to get too far into this episode without having you introduce yourself, because I know that 90% of our Teach Better network knows you, is connected to you, follows all your, not only teacher stuff, because we'll get into that, but like also the PD you do in terms of crazy, you go outside your box all the time. And I love that. I feel like that's something I need to get back into. So I'm always using you as my inspiration. Anywho, who are you? What do you do?
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Cheryl Graff. I am a Teach Better ambassador, and I am a special education teacher at the high school level. this is year seven for me. That's kind of crazy. Year seven of teaching. Primarily have taught in the Chicago area, the city area. I've taught in the suburbs. I've taught middle school, but special education has always been just my niche. I always tell my students and I tell other teachers and colleagues and people that I interact with that I really got into teaching special education because I myself had an IEP at a very young age of a learning disability. And I know Ray, we connect on that as well too a little bit. So that's great. Good. Yes. So I really understand. I don't know, understand every challenge, as I always tell my students. I can't, you know, understand every experience that you go through, but I really understand our students with IEPs and 504s and who just might just, you know, learn differently, as I call it. So in addition to that, I always like to share too that I am a classically trained singer and musical theater trained singer. I have been singing since I was like age 4. My parents say that they would just like put me in front of the TV and I would just start singing along to Mary Poppins' Sound of Music. But I really didn't start getting serious about music until I was in middle school and high school, where I got to perform on the stage of the Lyric Opera Chicago Chorus, which was really cool. I did a bunch of, you know, theater productions in high school, which was really fun. I even got to go sing at Disney World and Epcot when I was in high school, which was amazing. And then once I graduated, I need to shift back a bit because I thought I was going to be a music education teacher because I love music and I love singing and I love theater and I'm such a theater nerd. If you follow me on Instagram and Facebook, like I'm always posting about what show I'm going to see in Chicago.
This is why guys, I live so vicariously through her. Like she does stuff and I'm always like, oh, save that because I need to remind myself to be cool like Cheryl and do that in my life. Like it's not even things I don't have the ability to do. Like I could go see a show, but it doesn't occur to me until it shows up on my feed being like, oh, that's Cheryl being a baller again. Okay, no big deal. Thanks for the reminder.
Literally, like, okay, there are some shows that I just can't get to with my schedule. But if it's like a touring Broadway show or even I love like comedy and plays like at Second City because I'm right in the city of Chicago. So I'm around. I'm very just like a hop, skip and a jump to all the theater companies, which is great. What I mean by a hop, skip, and a jump for people who don't understand that lingo is I'm by the L train, which is like our public transit system. So I'm literally like a 5-minute walk to, we call it the L or the brown line. Our transit system is based on colors. I didn't come up with it, but so it's very easy for me to get on the L line and just go to different shows. There are things that I miss, but not a lot of people can beat me in a musical theater trivia challenge or karaoke. I always, when I'm doing karaoke with someone, I politely say, you might want to go first because they kind of like push me to the front and they're like, oh, you're a singer. And I was like, but if I go first, that might intimidate other people. So I was just like,
yeah, like no offense, but I'm so good at this that you're going to want to go first before I blow you out of the water.
I just don't know how to approach it. So I got really off track. But anyways, I thought I was going to be a music teacher, but I didn't like the music theory classes in college. I went to Michigan State. I know we have a lot of University of Michigan. I call it the other institution. I have mad respect for you all, but I am a Spartan through and through, through and through. So once I got to Michigan State and started majoring in voice, I just wanted it to be more of a hobby. You know, you take some of those classes, like I took music theory, and I was just not very good at it. And I was like, I want this to be more of a hobby. And then I went back to my special education roots and was like, oh, maybe I should like study this. And then I can integrate music and arts into my teaching. So, and that's how I got here as a special education teacher. I guess also too, I should say I'm an ed tech guru as well. I have the ed tech certifications, galore. I am a Kahoot ambassador, Google trainer, certified level 1 and 2. Just went to the Google headquarters, which we will talk about, I'm sure.
Yeah, we do.
Any most tech products, like I am the ambassador queen. I'm an ISTE certified educator. Very tough program, but highly recommend it because that really shifted my practice of, okay, let's do another tech tool. Students to like, it does this tech tool really align to what I'm teaching in the classroom? So
Cheryl, I don't mean to force this on you.
Okay.
But I don't know why we're not best friends talking every day, because the more and more and more I hear about your passions, your background, the things that drive you, I'm like, yep, I have my equivalent. And yep, I totally resonate with that. Like we should be like soulmates is all I'm saying. Like between the special education connection, you are so driven to be good in your field. You are passionate about spaces I don't have expertise in, so I can learn so much from you. I got into education because of my love for dance and then started taking Russian ballet dance classes. And I'm like, ooh, maybe I'll keep this as a hobby. And like, I just feel like we vibe, girl. I'm just saying, this is a partnership.
I did not know that about you, Ray. This is new to me. Okay. I like that arts connection. There we go.
This is so good. And then like Broadway plays, like sign me up. This should, like, I wish that I'm going to create a rule that like, you're actually not allowed to go to another one without me. I don't know. I'm going to just really. Tickets.
You can join my season ticket fan club, you know?
Perfect. I'm going to all of you. I'm just letting you know, Cheryl is my new best friend. And if she hasn't accepted it yet, don't worry. I'm on a mission. You know, we do have our team talk section of the show, and if it's okay with you, because I know that you have a lot of things you're passionate about, and I know that typically we let the guest choose what they would like to discuss on the show, but today I don't know that you get that option. I would really love if we could transition into our team talk section and actually dive into ways that you have continued to find like development opportunities as a full-time teaching teacher and what you recommend the route that you go to not just get okay professional development, but really surround yourself with great strategies. Are you up for that topic?
I am so ready, Ray. Let's do it.
Here we go. Well, let's do it. Are back for our Teach Better Today morning show, entering into our team talk section where Cheryl's going to teach us how to figure out how to get professional development, even when we have a lot going on. And Cheryl, what I really appreciate, what I know our community will really value hearing is you are a learner through and through. I know you juggle a lot of things outside of education as well, but you've chosen to really get involved in major groups dedicated to bettering teachers. And they're not just fluffy programs, right? They're programs that have accountability, that get you thinking, and that are really amazing credentials to have in your email signature and on your resume. So I don't know that you'll be able to highlight all of them because I'm sure there's a bunch, but tell us a little bit about maybe Google to get started, because you were just there and following that Instagram journey was so neat.
So back during the pandemic, very beginning of the pandemic, that was when, you know, all I'm sure educators, administrators, tech coaches, you name it, were like, technology, we're online. I was trying to think to myself, okay, how can I really dive in deeply to Google tools and not just throw tools at students, but really understand what Google tools I have access to. So I found the Google Education community. We are now called Google Champions, which is really fun. Yes. We used to be just called like Google Education, Google Trainers, but now we are all like Google Champions. So it's really fun. They just made that change, I think, last summer. And so with that community, I took the Google certifications level one and level two. And even if you're not super serious about, oh, I need to be like the Googly ambassador for my school or for my workplace, I still think those certifications are really beneficial because I've been able to help my colleagues, help students just navigate different tech difficulties, and then also just inspiring them to do different projects and especially as a special education teacher, teach them about assistive technology tools that we all benefit from, not just our students. So highly recommend those certifications.
And then, I was going to say, Cheryl, though, those first two tiers, and I'm talking a little broadly, but I think they're only like $25. Like this is not something that educators are like going and needing like $1,000 grants to support, I guess is my only point. Like I'm pretty sure they are relatively inexpensive for somebody to get started at those tiers.
The first one, I just recertified. So each certification is good for 3 years, which is really nice. So the first level one, I believe, is $10. And then level two is $25.
Yeah, and, perfect.
Yeah. And you don't have to take them both at once. I just did because I'm me.
She's a nerd. That's why she took them.
Yeah. You know, and then the Google Education Teacher Center, I wish I had a link for it. It's great. They actually have a pathway where you can prepare for it. There's like a whole little module, like a couple of modules with videos and stuff like that. So I did that. And then I was like, ooh, I really love this. I love the community. I started chatting with other, you know, educators, not just from the United States, but from around the world. And I was like, man, I really want to get more involved and just continue to meet more passionate people. And then I saw the different programs, kind of like being a Teach Better ambassador, but they have different programs. So there is the Google Coach, which is more suited for educators, school professionals who are like instructional coaches in their building. Then there is the Innovator one, which I really want to do, but that was not open at the time. And there was this Trainer one. And I was looking at the description. I was like, oh, you as a Google trainer, you can train teachers on Google tools. And you are very, they call it Googly and very tech savvy and understand. I was like, huh, maybe I should apply for this. And I background of like, you know, how to write an email in Gmail, how to use the a microphone in Google Docs, just like basic technology skills. So when I applied, they asked you to make like a quick, I think it was like 30 second video of a Google tool tip or trick. And I remember I showed them how I use Google Forms to collect data on my students' IEP goals. Submitted the application, got into the program, loved it ever since. Just like our Teach Better community, they have forums where you can ask for help. If you're stuck on something in your school, you can like message somebody all the way across the globe from Argentina who will answer your question. Or if you want to do a collaboration, I've done a pen pal initiative with somebody in Colombia that I met on through this Google Education, Google Trainer Network. So it was amazing. I know that they're changing the program around right now. So the applications are not open. I am very closely connected with the Google Education team. And I believe they're coming, the applications will be coming out in 2024. They'll promote it a lot. So flash forward to this year, I got a special invitation. Well, I had to apply. to attend the first ever Google Champions Symposium. So they announced this, if anybody's familiar with the ISTE conference. If you're not, it's a huge technology conference. I love going there every year. It's a lot of fun. I believe it's going to be in Denver this year. Highly recommend you check it out. But anyways, they announced this that at the ISTE conference that they're doing these symposiums. And at these symposiums, they are inviting Google trainers, Google innovators, and Google certified coaches. And I was really worried because I was like, oh no, there's like, I think at least, if I'm not mistaken, 8,000 Google champions. They call them champions now, champions. I should be like that. That's my move, champions. in the community from all over the world. So I was like, I don't know who I'm competing against, right? There are 7 symposiums. So I attended I got accepted to the symposium at the Google headquarters in Sunnyvale and Mountain View. And I was like freaking out because I was competing probably again with like 8,000 other educators. Now, the symposiums were not just at Google headquarters in California. I believe they did one in Singapore. There's more coming up this year. I think there's one in Ireland, which I also applied for. I was like, I'm going to apply for like 2 or 3 and just see which one I get in.
Yeah.
So there's one in Australia, but I'm glad that I got into the symposium at the Google headquarters, because that was just a once in a lifetime experience. It was a 3-day professional learning conference with, I believe, 130 Google trainers, coaches, innovators, and 40 Googlers, people who work at Google. And we got to sit in sessions like product design. I made a Google Doc feedback from my school and asked my colleagues and students to be like, hey, what Google tool do you like? What tools need adjustments? And I was able to share this with the designers of Google Classroom, which was amazing. And then they had really fun. So they had like professional learning sessions throughout the day. And then I loved that they had what they called recess, where you got to pick what kind of like fun activity you wanted to do to just take a breather from the professional learning, which I thought was awesome. So I chose the graffiti art because graffiti art, I believe there's a history in San Francisco. I was like, how cool. I mean, the beer and wine, am I allowed to say that on?
Sure, why not? I mean, it's early in the morning. We condone beer and wine during appropriate times throughout the day for those that are old enough to indulge.
Adult beverages, that's what they call it. We'll call it the adult. I was like, ooh, stop myself. The adult beverage session sounded amazing, but I was like, what opportunity can't I get back in Chicago? And that was the graffiti art. And we made our own little graffiti canvas paintings. They had stencils, thank goodness, because I'm a singer. I'm not a painter by any means, but we got to like make this massive graffiti mural from a professional graffiti artist was helping out. Another really cool part was just touring the campus. We got to, I guess they're both campuses, but I guess the first official campus of Google, and I might be wrong, I'm sorry, people online, is the Mountain View, I believe. That's where it officially started. And then we were also at the Sunnyvale one. So they're very close. It's like a 5-minute drive. And Google brought us in these like fancy charter buses every day to and from the hotel. It was just so fun. So we actually got a tour from Googlers inside both of the campuses and all around. Sadly, I cannot sit on the Google bikes. Otherwise we would have been kicked off of campus. But I took some really fun pictures, as you saw, Ray, and it was just an incredible opportunity of like professional learning and then just also like networking and just meeting all of these just like-minded people, just like what we do better, you know?
Right. Like networking, fun, and learning, right? We're not, that's a huge thing that I like struggle is like, I'm actually not a huge advocate for PD that doesn't include the networking and fun component. That is what educators need in 2023. And so I love that you chose that and then other professional development that you've been involved in to kind of focus on how can I learn as a person right now? How can I learn by connecting with others? And what experiences can I get as a human being just to be better? You know, Cheryl, I know that so many people in our community should, and I hope will, connect with you to discuss what small or large professional development might be in their future. I love that you've challenged yourself to do these big, big, big adventures, but also have been able to foster learning, you know, at home on your couch, anywhere from traveling to, you know, just getting those certificates in an easier lifestyle. I'd love to have you share how people can stay connected to you because I know that people are just going to be in awe of not only wanting to follow your journey, but also wanting to make it their reality as well.
Absolutely. So I am on Twitter, now X, whatever we're calling it these days, Instagram, TikTok, at Miss Crafts Room. Follow me there. Connect with me, DM me there, and then we can connect through email. I'm happy to just chat about PD because I know sometimes it can be very hard to convince your supervisor, admin, whoever that is, but I have strategies and I have tons of, you know, PD opportunities that I've, you know, done or stuff that I'm really interested in doing. Like I shared with you, Ray, earlier, something that I'm really interested in doing. So please, please connect with me on pretty much all socials. You'll find me at Miss Crafts Room. So.
So good. We literally could talk and like another hour on this because we didn't even talk about what stuff you have going on, trying to get you to go teach abroad or anything else. So please, friends, make sure that you continue to be connected to educators that can inspire you and encourage you to be better. Cheryl is definitely one in my bubble, in my network, and I hope that you add her to yours. We hope you have an amazing rest of your day and you choose to maybe step a little bit out of your comfort zone to learn something new and continue to be a little bit better today than we were yesterday.
Teach better bestie.
Teach better bestie. Go find your teach better bestie. Hey, Teach Better community, thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever